you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Welcome to Career Talk. In today's program, two young entrepreneurs share how they got started. I'm Kadisha Watkis. Stay with us for the details. Starting your own business may seem like a complex undertaking, but it's not impossible. All you need to start is a dream. Young entrepreneurs Prashik Palmer and Peter Gay Davis have proven this to be true. At quite a young age, they are proprietors of Dare to Dream Enterprise, a business that creates premium drink mixes such as their flagship product, Root Beer Float. The young entrepreneurs, both students at the University of the West Indies Mona, marketed their business at the recent staging of the institution's annual career fair. Although their studies are not centered on entrepreneurship, the two found a creative way to start their own business. Peter Gay and Prashik share more about their product, the Root Beer Float, and how they got started.
Prashik came to me about liking this product when she went overseas, and we came together and said, why not try it in the Jamaican market? We said, you know, it sounds like a good opportunity, and we thought it would be good to test it to see how persons receive it.
It's not really seen in the Jamaican market. We saw where there is a need for it, or there could be a need for it, so we decided, hey, we're going to run with this opportunity.
After deciding on the product, the two had to consider the resources and infrastructure needed to set up their business.
It basically started last September, where we decided that this is going to be a mobile company because we're students. The resources are not yet there. It's not static, not a static business. So we are basically following all of the social events on campus.
Prashik says they were not daunted by the lack of resources, but pushed ahead and thought of a creative way to get their product out.
Just as how you'll see a hot dog stand at an event, that's how Dare to Dream Enterprise is set up right now, where it's a mobile company. You'll see us with our carts on wheels pushing around. So wherever the events are, that's where you'll see Dare to Dream.
With just a dream and very little resources, the owners of Dare to Dream Enterprise say they started their business out of a desire to empower themselves and secure a better future.
We know how the job situation is in Jamaica right now. Persons are leaving to go abroad, and we decided that we're going to seek out opportunities for ourselves. None of us are getting any business degrees, but we know of a lot of persons who graduated sitting down looking at that degree, wondering what next, where next. So we decided that we are going into business for ourselves.
The student entrepreneurs are planning to expand their business by offering other products and services. They say they're not looking to give up anytime soon.
Entrepreneurship is such an important area in Jamaica right now. Persons are really pushing entrepreneurship because they see where it can not only create employment, it can inspire other young persons to get into business for themselves, and that's what Jamaica needs right now.
Prashik Palmer, owner and founder of Dare to Dream Enterprise. Determination and commitment are key qualities of any successful business owner. And Peter Gay says she wants other young professionals to dare to dream and start their own business.
If you have dreams and you want to make it a reality, why not be an entrepreneur? Don't kill your dream because you don't think it's going to be there. All you need to do is consider how you package it, because there's always a need. There's always some opportunity out there. Is just find it, make yourself available, be open, be willing to learn, be willing to develop, because that's the concept of an entrepreneur. You need to be willing to learn, willing to grow.
Co-founder and owner of Dare to Dream Enterprise, Peter Gay Davis.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
That's it for this week's edition of A Career Talk. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Kadisha Watkis. Until next time, take good care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.